ליקוטי הלכס יורדיה חלק שני, הלכס פיגיון בחור, הלכה דלת, פרגרף גימל. We dedicate the learning today, לילי נשמס, ינטה פרד, לבס רבי שואריה, רבי אליעזר, רבי נוסי יעקב, הריני כפורס משקובם, זהב עליה, בס רבי אברום, ציפקה רבקה, בס רבי הלל, and for a complete רפואה שלמה for all those that need it, בסוח שער חוי לישראל. Rav Nosson Zal is in the middle of explaining the topic of redeeming the Bechoyer based on chapter 4 in the second half of Likud Imran. Paragraph Gimel now. V'alkein oz nizkatshu Bechoyeris litneim l'koyhen. And based on what we've been learning, we'll understand why it's when the Jewish people came out of Egypt, that's when Hashem declared the firstborn as being sanctified and must be given to the Kohen. Ki ha-koyein hu b'chinas meitzach ha-rotzoin. Because the koyein represents that incredible high level of holiness that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about there on the Likutei Moran, the meitzach ha-rotzoin. Ki kol ha-koyanim kidoshim b'kdushosoi shel Aaron. Because all of the kohanim have upon them the holiness of Aaron ha-koyein, who is the first real koyein. Shenemar boy, about whom the Torah says, V'hoyo al mitzchoy l'rotzoin, that Aaron HaKohen wore a special gold plate on his forehead, l'rotzoin, to appease Hashem kaviyochel, this meitzach ha-rotzoin. V'alkein ha-bechoyer shu'b'chines ha-das tzrichen litnoy l'kashroy l'akohen, and therefore, the bechoyer, the firstborn, who we explained earlier, represents das, which is also called first, has to be given to and attached to the Kohen, kedei sheyeh hadas mekusher v'chol tomid bebechinas meitzach ha-rotzoin, so that the das should always be attached to and part of this meitzach ha-rotzoin, shehu bechinas Kohen, which is the Kohen, kedei lekasher al yedei zeh kol ha-rotzoinois b'shoyrish ha-rotzoin. In order to accomplish what Rabbeinu Zal says there on the Likutei Moran about attaching all the Ritzonos, all the individual Ritzonos, which means everything Hashem created, which is a display of the will of Hashem, to attach all of it to the Shoresh HaRotzon, which is Hashem Himself on the highest level. And this explains the procedure of redeeming the Bechor, which is done with money, with coins. Ki ha-kesef shenoysen be'ad ha-Bechor la-Koyin ze bechinas tzedaka. Because this money that we're giving to the Koyin to redeem the Bechor is a form of charity. The Koyhanim are the ones who were supported by the Jewish people so that they could dedicate themselves more to serving Hashem. Shehu Ikar HaTikun, which Rabbeinu Zal explains there in Likutei Moran, that tzedakah is the main tikun for the whole issue being described there. The revealing the Ratzon of Hashem, the Chai Yisroel, the scientists that challenge that. Ki Ikar HaTikun al yedei tzedakah. Because as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there towards the end of that chapter in Likutei Moran, that the main solution is tzedakah, Shemesakein pegam nefila sayomim shel hazekeinim sheinim koroi. Rabbeinu Zal explained over there in Likutei Moran that the meitzach hanochosh, the source of all evil of the sitra achra, which is called meitzach hanochosh, draws its energy from zekeinim, elderly people who do not add holiness or mitzvahs or das every day that they're living. They're the ones who give energy to the Meitzach HaNochosh. And Rabbeinu Zal said, the solution, the tikkun for that is the mitzvah of tzedakah. Because Rabbeinu Zal showed that these elders who don't add kedusha and das and mitzvahs every day, they are referred to as ktsar yomim and sva roiges, short days and full of anger. This concept of a grouchy old man, that kind of thing, chas v'shalom. Whereas tzedakah is all about rotzayin. When the Torah describes the Jewish people donating to the Mishkan, it says, kol nediv lev yevi'eyu es trumas Hashem. Each person who had a generous feeling in their heart, the desire to give, that's this concept of ratzon. V'alkein tzrichen liten ha-pidyoin shehu hatzdoko la-koyen, and this is why we have to give this pidyoin, these five coins, which is a form of tzedaka to the koyen, ki ha-koyen hu bechinas zokein digdusha, because the koyen is the opposite of those elders that we described earlier. The koyen is the holy elder, bechinas, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, kashemen hatoiv al roish yoyred al hazokein, like the pure oil on the head, which goes down, drips down to the beard, zekan aharon, the beard of Aharon HaKoyen. Aharon is called this zokein of kedusha, bechinas dikno de kahana rabba, as the Zohar HaKodesh speaks about this, the beard of the Kohen Godol. And again, he's referred to as this zokein of kedusha. Vazokein de kedusha hu daika tzorach lekabel kol hatzdokos shel Yisrael. And it's this holy elder that's the one that has to receive all the charities of the Jewish people. Vayidei ze ikar hatikon. And this is what repairs everything, meaning dahainu lahachnia meitzach hanochosh. This is what will defeat the meitzach hanochosh that we spoke about in the previous shir from Likud Imran, the source of all the evil. Sheyoinek mehazikenim hapigumim. The meitzach hanochosh draws its power from these elders who are defective. Because when a person gives tzedakah, charity, to the wrong people, he gives it to these elders who are not adding kedusha, not adding das every day, then the damage becomes worse. The damage gets worse. The damage that these elders were doing is made worse by giving them money. This allows the Meitzach HaNochosh to become even stronger. Because by giving them tzedakah, we are giving power and chiyus to these elders who are defective, who are not living properly. To make this a little bit clearer, this concept of these elders, There are people, even religious people, who during their youth, they learn a lot, and then they get to a certain level where he becomes a rabbi or becomes knowledgeable, and at that point, he doesn't necessarily feel he has that much more to learn. He has enough to provide his students, he has enough to provide his congregation to speak, to make his speeches. He's not really pushing a lot to learn a lot more. Or certainly, let's say he's learned Shas several times, he's gone through the Parshas of the week several times, he feels confident, he knows pretty much what there is to know about it, not realizing that the Torah is infinite and that Hashem expects from every one of us that so long as we're living in this world, every day is new, every day there's new knowledge, and the Torah is new every day, meaning that a person who studies Torah properly will see new things every single day. And that's what Hashem expects from us. We're going to see more about this on the next page. But this is what Rabbeinu Zal is referring to in Likut Imran when he speaks about these zekenim that are not moisiv das. It's people who feel they've gotten to a certain age and a certain level where they know what they need to know. They don't have to struggle anymore. They don't have to push any more hard to be learning new things every day. And when I say new things, it doesn't even have to be a new book, but learning Gemara new, as if it's the first time I'm looking at it, and thereby being able to see new things in the Gemara, in the Chumash, in the Shulchan Aruch, in whatever a person is learning. And with this we understand also a pasuk in Yirmiyahu HaNavi, where the Torah tells us that Yirmiyahu HaNavi was sent by Hashem to warn the Jewish people that if they don't really improve, there's going to be a destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And there were people that didn't want to hear that, and they made all kinds of trouble for Yirmiyahu Navi. They made him suffer terribly. So at one point, he said a tefillah to Hashem. He said, Hashem, be'esapecha. When you're angry, asay bohem. Do to them what they need to, what you should be doing to them. And the Gemara says in Baba Kama, what was he referring to specifically? Hachshilein ba'aniyim she'ena mehugonim. Make them stumble, make them be mistaken in giving their charity to unworthy causes, to people who do not deserve charity. Sheheim hazikenim hapigumim hanal. One example of that is these older people who are not adding new kedusha, new das, new mitzvahs every day of their life. Vizehu be'es apecha daika. Now note, Yirmiyahu Navi said, when you're angry, Hashem, when you're angry, do this. Kihem bechinas af veroiges. Because these people, these older people who are in retirement mode, they're not adding kedusha and das and mitzvahs every day. They are the concept of anger. They are the opposite of rotzin, of goodwill. Bechinas ktsar yomim usva roiges. Short days and full of anger. Short days meaning not being filled. Days that a long day is a day where a person puts a lot of material into it. They've accomplished a lot that day. Alkein tzrichen levakesh me'oid me'ashem yisborach. This is one of the places, one of the many places in Likud Moran where Rav Nosson Zal gives us advice as to what to include, what important items to include in our tefillah, especially in our hispiridus. Alkein tzrichen levakesh me'oid me'ashem yisborach. Therefore, a person has to really, really plead with Hashem sheyizke shetagia hatztoka shaloi lahazakenim dikdusha, that we should be zoicha, that our charity should go to the holy elders, sheheim moisifin dasu kedusha b'chol yoyim v'yoyim, people who add new das and new holiness every single day. Now note, this doesn't have to be an old person in age and years. The Gemara says, Zokein is ze kona chachma, a person who's acquiring chachma every day, a person who's growing every day in their knowledge and in their closeness to Hashem. V'oz daiko nichna metzach anochosh. And when a person is zoche to give tzedakah to the right place, by that we defeat this incredible, powerful metzach anochosh. Me'achar shemadbir hazokein digdusha al hazakenim de sitrachra. Because by financing the holy zakenim, we're strengthening them, we're making them greater than the zakenim of the sitrachra. Va'oz male kol hachius v'hayomim hanefulim shel hazakenim hapigumim. And by giving charity to the proper zakenim, by this a person makes a tikkun for and corrects and elevates all of those fallen days, all of those empty days of the wrong zakenim, the zakenim that are not doing the right thing. Shemehem hoye yinikas meitzach hanochosh, from which the meitzach hanochosh was drawing power. V'oz nichna meitzach hanochosh, and through this we weaken and we defeat the meitzach hanochosh. Umeir meitzach haratzoin, and we allow the meitzach haratzoin to shine brightly. V'nizgale, and it's revealed to everybody. Every becomes aware and realizes shehakol misnaheg berotzein haboyreis boshmoy, that everything going on is being controlled by the will of Hashem. Good question in the chat. Practically speaking, one should not provide help to regular elderly people because they're not zakenim of kedusha, or is the Likud Halach is only speaking here figuratively? The answer is this is not figuratively, this is very real. And it's telling us that if a person has a choice, there are all kinds of charitable people and philanthropists who give charity, all kinds of charity. There are people who think there's no greater charity in the world than supporting hospitals, places that help people that are sick. What could be better than that? And then there are other people who say, no, that is a good thing. It is a good thing. But there's better than that, supporting the study of Torah, Because hospitals, if and when they're successful, they cure a person physically. Whereas a Torah center, which is related to living in this world, the limited amount of time that a person lives in this physical, materialistic world. Whereas a Torah center, places where people are studying Torah, that's curing people spiritually. That's giving people life in the eternal world, in Olam Haba. So that's even a higher level of charity. And then there's this question of zakenim, of elders. There are people who say there's no greater thing than supporting nursing homes. That nursing homes, older people who can't make do on their own, making sure they have what they need. The answer is, it's true. It is a form of charity, no question about it. But Rabbeinu Zal differentiates. And Rabbeinu Zal says, you should know that people that are getting older and are not adding Kedusha, and are not adding Das, new Das, they're not adding new mitzvahs in their life, those people, Rabbeinu Zal says, are feeding the Meitzach HaNochash. They are connected to and supporting the Sitra Achra. That's a very serious thing. Whereas people who are getting older and studying Torah with fervor and doing mitzvahs and Maisim Toivim with youthfulness, they are referred to as the Zekenim of Kedusha. They're the ones who are supporting the Meitzach HaRatzon, the highest levels of Kedusha, and they are the ones who are helping broadcast the message to the world that the world is not being run by Mother Nature, but rather that Hashem is in charge of everything. V'zeh b'chinas ha'pigyon b'chor she'tzrichen liten l'koyin daika. And this explains the pidyon b'chor, which must be given specifically to the kohen, ki ha-kohen hu bechinas zokein dikdusha, because a kohen represents the title kohen represents the holy zokein, as we quoted the pasuk earlier about Aaron ha-kohen. She'elov daiko tzrichen litein ha-pidyon. It's to him specifically that the pidyon should be given. Shehu bechinas tzedakah, which is a form of tzedakah, kedei lahachnia meitzach hanochosh, in order to defeat the sitra achra, kedei legalo yisarotzim hanal, to reveal that everything is rotzayin Hashem. And rotzayin means that everything is the will of Hashem, and also to reveal the greatest kindness of Hashem, Hashem's willingness to be appeased. V'alkei nikra pidyoin. And this is why this procedure that's done when the baby is 30 days old, giving this money to the kohen, is called pidyoin, ki hu pidyoin mamish, because this is exactly the same as when a person gives a pidyoin to a tzaddik because somebody is very sick or because somebody has a financial crisis or whatever it is. Shehu hamtokas hadinim. We know pidyon generally means that a person wants to sweeten and remove any harsh judgments, harsh decrees from themselves. Ki mamtikin umevatlin toikef hadin v'horoiges. Because by performing the mitzvah of pidyon aben, giving the money to the kohen, we are sweetening and removing the harsh judgments and anger of Hashem, which is meitzach hanochosh, shehu b'chinas k'tzar yomim svaroiges, umeirin umamshichin he'oras harotzoin. And we're illuminating and drawing upon ourselves the light of rotzoin, shehu rachamim v'chasodim gedoilim, which is incredible high-level kindness from Hashem. Kal yidei zeh misnaheg ha'oilam b'chazdoi. And by doing this, we can bring the world to a state where Hashem should be willing to sustain the world with pure chesed, bebechinas, as it'll be in the future, as the pasuk says, oilam chesed yibone, the world will be built with chesed, bechinas, and as it says in the pasuk, that others will work for you, others will tend your field and your cattle, v'atem koihane Hashem tikoreu, and you will be called Hashem's kohanim, Hashem's priests. So again, this whole process is being supported when we give tzedakah to the proper zakenim, number one, and through the mitzvah of pidyon aben. Question in the chat, what about people who were born and raised secular and never learned Torah? If they don't add new knowledge in their old age because they simply have no such concept, do they also feed the Sitra Achra? The answer is, it would seem yes, but on a lower level. The more serious the sin, the more energy it gives to the Sitra Achra. A person who knows what the right thing to do is and doesn't do it, obviously, they're doing a much more serious sin than a person who doesn't know. We know there's lahachis, there's bemezid, there's beshogeg, there's ones, there's all kinds of different levels. There's a person who's doing something wrong to be spiteful. That's lahachis. There's a person who's doing something wrong bemezid, where they know that this is the wrong thing and they're doing it anyway. And then there's shogeg. There's a person who doesn't realize that they're doing anything wrong. And then there's oines, a person where there's extenuating circumstances that cause this person to do the wrong thing. They didn't want to do the wrong thing, they had no intention to do anything wrong, but there were extenuating circumstances that caused them to do the wrong thing. These are all completely different levels. But again, Rabbeinu Zal makes a distinction there. He shows us from psukim and from gemaras, from all kinds of sources, that there are these two categories. There's zokein digdusha, and there's zokein of the sitra achra. Again, sometimes people take things lightly. They don't think, they hear somebody killed somebody, that's terrible. But if a person's simply getting old and not doing anything with their life, not doing anything, that's not a crime. You wouldn't say that that's a crime. The answer is, of course it's a crime. Of course it's criminal. Hashem gives a person a day. Hashem gives a person life. Hashem expects something. There's expectation. Lahavdil, a person knows that they're running a business or something like that. There are expenses. If they're not taking in new money every day, the meter is running. They're building up a negative balance. They're going to owe money. Paragraph Dalet. And this will also explain why this mitzvah of pidyon haben is done only after the baby boy is 30 days old. As it says clearly in the Chumash, ufeduyav mi ben chodesh tivde. Ki ikar pidyon bechor hu lesaken pegam nefilas hayomim shel hazakenim she'enem koroi. Because as we explained, one of the main reasons, one of the main accomplishments of Pidyon Bechor is to repair those fallen days of these elders who are not doing anything with their lives. Shenistaken al yidei ha-pidyon mi-koyen, which is corrected through the pidyon that's being given to the koyen, shehu bechinas tzedakah lezakenim digdusha, which is a form of charity being given to the holy zokein. V'azai mamshichim kedushas hazikna digdusha, and by doing that, we draw this holy zikna, shehi hakedusha shel hatzadikim amitiim, zikenim digdusha. This is the holiness of the true tzadikim, the holy elders. Sherak heim nikroim zikenim. They're the only ones who really merit this title of zikenim. Zokein means, knows it's not just a matter of how old a person is, it's a person who's doing something with their life. And as they get older, they're doing even better things with their life. Sherak heim nikroim zikenim. They're the only ones who really have the legitimate title of zikenim. Bechinas zokein, ze kono chochma. As the Gemara says, the word zokein is a combination of two words. Ze kono. This person has acquired or is acquiring. What are they acquiring? Chochma. Kihei moisifin kedusha v'chochma v'das v'chol yon v'yoyim. Because they are adding holiness and chochma and new das every single day. Kimoi shemavor sham batarana. As Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in chapter 4 in the second half of Likut Imran, which this halacha is based on. V'zeh b'chinas kedusha sabchoer. And this also explains the holiness of the firstborn. Ki b'choer hu reishis. B'choer means first, beginning. Loshen hascholah v'reishis. It means, b'choer means the beginning, the first. שזה עיקר הקדוש של איש הישראלי. And this is the main holiness of a Jew. The beginning. שצורך להסגבר, להסחדש בכל יום. A Jew has to try very hard to renew themselves, to be new every single day. להסחל בכל יום מחודש ממש. To be making a brand new beginning every single day. ולא ייפול לעולם לידי זקנה וסייבה דסתרחרה. And never to allow oneself to fall into the oldness of the satan, of the sitrachra, the etzahara, that makes a person feel old, sluggish, lazy, unmotivated. Dahinu shelo yiyeh nizkan chas v'sholom b'avodaso b'maisav, meaning that a person shouldn't get old in what they do, in all of their actions. Hein tovim, whether these are good actions, whether we're talking about learning Torah and going to shul and davening shachris mincha ma'ariv, or hein royim chas v'sholom, or sins, bad things that a person is doing. In either case, a person is not allowed to get old. Rak tzorich l'schadesh b'chol yoyim kilu hayoyim noilad. But rather, a true Jew has to be new every single day, as if today is my birth, today I'm being born today. Kama yishom Rabbeinu Zal, as Rabbeinu Zal said, Be'ez shegila ha-toyra zois, when he revealed this chapter in Likud Imran, she'osur la'odam lihiyoy zokein, it's forbidden for a person to be old. Afilu tzadik v'chosid, osur liyeis zokein b'avedosoy. Even a tzadik, even a chosid, is not allowed to get old in their serving Hashem. This is the 650th time I'm putting on tefillin. No. Every day, this is the first time I'm putting on tefillin in my life. Putting it on like the bar mitzvah boy who's putting on those shiny, beautiful tefillin for the first time. And this is one of the most exciting moments of his life. Rak lahaschil b'chol pa'am mechodosh. But rather, to start anew every single day, making a new beginning. That's even tzaddikim, even mikol shkein haktanim b'mayla. And how much more so this applies to people who are on a low level. Mikol shkein hagruim mamish. And then how much more so it applies to bad people, people who are doing averis, all kinds of bad things. Shebevadai osur lohem b'isur chomor lihiyois beinayim kizikeinim. Whereby it's definitely extremely forbidden for them to get old in their ways. This is what I've been doing my whole life. I'm doing this old. I'm doing this for a long time, and therefore I'm not going to change. Chas v'shalom. Ke'ilu kvar zekeinim b'maseim horoim chas v'shalom. As if they've already become old in their actions. Ve'yef shalohem lo shavoit chas v'shalom. And they can't change, can't turn around. Rak tzrichen lehizgaber b'chol yoyim mechodosh. But rather, a Jew has to strengthen him, be strong in making a new beginning every single day, v'lishkoyach kol ha'ovar, and to forget the past, to put the past behind you completely. The fact that I put on tefillin yesterday has nothing to do with my tefillin today. Today I'm putting on tefillin for the first time, and I'm looking at my brand new shiny pair of tefillin, even if they're not shining as if they were brand new. But to me, it's brand new, and I'm doing it with the same enthusiasm and the same high as when I did it for the first time. V'zeh ikar zikna dikdusha. And this is the real definition of an older person, a person getting old. Within holiness, kishemaschilin b'chol yoyim echodosh, but it's referring to a person who makes a new beginning every single day, umaysifin b'chol yoyim kedusha v'das, and the person adds new holiness, new das every day. V'alkein nikroim kol Yisrael b'chayrim, and this is why Hashem refers to the whole Jewish nation as my b'chayr, my firstborn. כמו שכוסו בני בחוירי ישראל, כי זה עיקר קדושת ישראל, because this is one of the most important things that defines the holiness of the Jewish people and the holiness of a Jew. Never to allow ourselves to be the aged members of the Sitra Achra, who draw their energy and come from the old foolish king. This is a term used in Koheles, referring to the Satan, the Yetzahara, whose days are short. Their days are called short days because they don't know anything. At the end of the day, what did I do today? I got up late, I sat around, I waited for breakfast, and then I thought about what I'm going to have for lunch, and then for dinner, and I went here, and I went there, and didn't accomplish anything. So their days are called Ktsar Yomim, short days, and full of anger. Those kind of people generally are not mellow. They're grouchy. Everything bothers them. They don't like this, and they don't like that, and nothing's good, and they see the negative in everybody. Rak yischatshu b'chol yoyim, but rather a Jew is supposed to be brand new every day, ki'ilu noildu hayoyim, as if I was just born today. Shezeo b'chinas b'choyer, that's what the term b'choyer means, first. B'chinas reishis v'haschola b'chol pam, the beginning and first, all the time. Shezehu ikar hazikne dikdusha, this is an accurate definition of getting old or an older person within the framework of holiness. And this is why the mitzvah of pidyon bechor takes place only after the child is 30 days old. Because the moon, which represents the Jewish people, is renewed every month. V'Yisrael Moinin LaLevona, we count, our calendar is based on the Levona, on the moon. Ki Zeh Iker Kedushas Yisrael. Why is it based on the moon? The answer is because this is what the holiness of the Jewish people is all about. Shehem Mischatshim B'chol Pam, that we renew ourselves all the time. Kemoi HaLevona, just like the Levona. V'Alkein Heim Asiden LeHischadesh Kemoisa. And this is why it says in the tefillah for the new moon, it says that we, the Jewish people, are going to be new like the moon. Ki kol echad kemoy shemizgaber lechadesh atzmei b'chol pam, kemoy kein yizke lo'osid lechadesh nafshei l'toiva. Because each and every one of us, to the degree that we make effort to be new all the time, now, in this world, that every day is brand new to us, and every time we're doing a mitzvah, learning Torah, or anything, it's new, it's brand new. To the degree that a person does that, to that degree, that person will be zeche in the future, la'asid, to be mechadesh their nefesh l'toiva. Bibchinas, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, tischadesh kanesher ne'uraichu. Renew yourselves like this special bird, says in the Mefarshim there, that renews itself. And when it reaches a certain age, it goes to a certain place, and it renews itself. It's like born anew. Note, we're learning this now. Today is Erev Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon, Tovshin Pei Dalet. So we're getting ready. Tonight will be Rosh Chodesh here in Eretz Yisrael. V'alkein Iker Kedushas Rosh Chodesh Walidei Hazekenim Digdusha Sheyoidin Soid Ho'ibur Shehem Koiven Achadoshim. Now Rav Moshe Zal tells us something very, very interesting and unique about the new moon, about the new month, Kiddush HaChodesh. We know that rabbis are the ones who guide us in general when it comes to the Torah, everything related to the Torah. But when it comes to the new moon, it's a whole other level, where the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and other places speaks about that you need real zekenim of Kedusha. You need really seasoned, smart, very learned people to be able to know the laws of Kiddush HaChodesh and to be able to know the Soid Ho'ibur, to be able to know when we add an additional day to the month, when the month is 30 days and when it's 29 days. When we add an additional month to the year, a second Adar, and when we don't. That can only be done by Zekenim of Kedusha, people who are very, very learned, a much higher level than standard. Ki zekeinim digdusha, bechinas zokein zekon hachma, heim bebechinas haishachus bechol pam, bigdushasai v'alidas isbarach. Because again, how do we define zokein digdusha? An old Jew, an older Jew, it's a person who acquired Chachma, it's a person who is renewing themselves all the time in their holiness and service of Hashem. Shezeo b'chinas kedushas Rosh Chodesh. This is what the holiness of Rosh Chodesh is all about. Shehi chidesh halavana. It's when the moon is being born anew, it's called the Moilad. Shehu soid ho'ibur. And the Gemara tells us, and the Sifrei Kabbalah, that this is the secret regarding the intercalcation of the year that's called the calendar, the Jewish calendar, and the months, and Shelo Nimsar Ela Lizikeinim Anal, which was only given over to very wise Jews, elders, Bechinas Zokein Zekon HaChachma, meaning, again, people who have acquired major, major Chachma. Bechinas, as it says in the Torah, regarding this item, regarding the new moon, kihi chachmaschem ubinaschem leinei kol amin. This is your true chachma and bina for all the nations to be able to see. V'alkei nifte habachor mi ben chodesh. And this is why the pigyon bachor is done at the end of a month of the child's life. Kize ikar hapigyon, ikar kedushas habachor. Because this is what the pigyon haben is all about. This is what the holiness of the firstborn is all about. Bechinas chodesh, it's all about chodesh. Chod lehischadesh b'chol pam, to renew ourselves all the time. This is why a month is called a chodesh, based on the word chodesh. Chodesh means new, chodesh is month. Because the month teaches us to be new all the time. The month is the cycle of the moon, where it starts off nothing, and it starts growing, 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 till it completes itself in the middle of the month. Then it goes down, down, and becomes smaller, smaller, and then starts over new, brand new beginning. And that's why we're performing the pigyon. Which we said is a form of tzedakah, kedei lehalois hayomim hanefulim shel hazakenim shen roim, in order to correct and elevate those fallen days of the elders who were not adding kedusha and das to their life every day. Shenaflo lebechina zikna de sitrachra, people who have fallen into the aging of the sitrachra. She'eino meisifim kedusha b'chol yoyim. They are not adding holiness every day. Ulahamshech kedushas hazokein dikdusha. And again, the pigyon haben is all about drawing upon ourselves the holiness of the holy elders. Shemischadesh b'chol yoyim, who renew themselves every day. Shezeo b'chinas b'choyer. That's what the term b'choyer, firstborn, represents. First meaning new beginning. The first one in shul, I'm the one starting the new day. Bechinas reishis v'haschala, bechinas bini b'choyri Yisrael, as the Jewish nation is called, Hashem's firstborn. Shaydeze nichna meitzach hanochosh, and through this we defeat the meitzach hanochosh, v'nizgale meitzach harotzoin, and this reveals and opens up that meitzach harotzoin. Shaydeze nishma koil hakriya shel rotzonanam. And it's by completing this process, through this, the world is able to hear that announcement that everything going on is Rotzayin Hashem. Question regarding Adar now. Question is the idea of Marbin B'Simcha, which the Gemara tells us that in the month of Adar we increase the Simcha. Is it because we need to increase in joy to sweeten the month? Because the month Chas Shalom is like a negative month, harsh. Or is it that we should increase in simcha because it's Adar and it's the reason to increase in simcha, and is the reason to increase in simcha that Adar itself is a month of simcha? In other words, is there a need to increase in simcha? Is there a reason to? The answer is that we're told that these months, Adar, Nisan, are happy months for the Jewish people. It's when, despite the fact that we were in such danger and it looked like the Jewish nation was almost going to be wiped out, not only did that not happen, but things made a complete turnaround where all of our enemies were wiped out and all their wealth was turned over to the Jewish people, and the Jewish people were respected and honored and glorified by the king. That's what took place in Purim. And that's what's reenacted every single year. That whole process happens again. Question in the chat. What does Rabbeinu Zal mean when the person shouldn't get old even in their bad deeds? If a person is pursuing their desires every day with a new passion, even in their old age, surely it's a bad thing. The answer is yes. What Rabbi Nosson Zal is referring to over here is that when the person is told or shown that what they're doing is bad, they say, so what? I can't change now. I've been doing this for so long, I can't change. Rabbi Nosson Zal in Likutei Moran defines two types of old age. There are people who the older they get, the better they get. They get smarter, they're learning new things every day with a youthfulness, with an excitement. So Rabbeinu Zal's definition of a healthy, holy old age is a person who, as they're getting older, like wine, the older it gets, the better it gets. Person who, as they're getting older, they're more pleasant and a pleasure to be around, a pleasure to deal with, that kind of thing. Now Rabbeinu Zal adds another point that's related to everything we've been speaking about. That this whole discussion about Meitzach HaNochosh, Meitzach HaRatzayn, another example of Meitzach HaRatzayn is tefillin, which is worn by the forehead, not on the forehead, but over the forehead. Kedei legalois Meitzach HaRatzayn, in order to reveal the Meitzach HaRatzayn, Lekasher his galus harotzayin shen his galabitzias mitzrayim, lekashroy lebechinas meitzach harotzayin. What we're trying to do in performing the mitzvah of tefillin is to connect the revelation, the message of rotzayin to the world, which was revealed at the time the Jews left Egypt. The whole world saw that Mother Nature nothing, that Hashem is in control, and He's doing all of these miracles. To attach that to the Meitzach HaRatzayin. Ki ha-parshiyas shel tefillin medabrim mi-yetzias Mitzrayim. Because the parshiyas that are inside, the parchments that are inside the tefillin, all speak about the Jews leaving Egypt. V'shehakoyel b'rtzayna yisbarach. And that everything is controlled by the will of Hashem. V'alkein parsha rishayna He kadesh li kol b'chor. And this is why the first one of the four parshiyos that are in the tefillin is the paragraph in the Torah that speaks about sanctifying the firstborn. Ki ze ikar b'chinas tefillin, because this is really what tefillin is all about. Shehi b'chinas hischatshus hamoichin b'chol yoyim kilu noilat hayoyim. A person putting on tefillin every day, the Arizal and the Zohar Kodesh explain, is being given new sechel, new moichen, new das every single day, as like a newborn baby. Shezeo b'chinas b'chor, b'chinas reishis. That's this concept of b'chor. B'chor means firstborn. Va'ayin behilchis tefillin halacha hei, Rav Nosson Zal says, take a look back in Orach Chaim. In the first volume of Orach Chaim, Hilchos Tefillin, Halacha Hei, Al Pi HaTorah Shel Arichas Apayim, which Rav Nosson Zal explains over there, the mitzvah of Tefillin, based on chapter 155 in the Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about patience. Val Pi HaMaisa Shel Iver, and also related to the story of the seven betlers in Sipurei Maaseiyos, the story of the first betler, who was the blind betler. Shom avur kolin in zeh barichas nifla, ein shom. Over there, in Likutei Halachos, Hilchos Tefillin Halacha Hei, there Rabbeinu Zal explains the mitzvah of tefillin, There, I'm sorry, Rav Nosson Zal explains the mitzvah of tefillin and how tefillin represents this ability to renew oneself every day. Person putting on tefillin is getting new das, new sechel, new moichen every single day. And note, regarding tefillin, there's a pasuk that says, Vero kol ha'amim ki shem Hashem nikra lecha. All the nations will see that the name of Hashem is upon you, v'yaru mimecha, and they'll be afraid of you, they'll respect you. This is this concept of Hizgalus HaRotzon, that tefillin is one of those mitzvahs which is more obviously delivering this message to the world, that the world should see that everything is Rotzon Hashem, that we, the Jewish people, are not afraid of the rest of the world and we don't submit to their ways, because we know that the world is not operating based on nature. We know that there's a Hashem who created the world and is operating the world, and therefore our interest in life is getting to know Hashem, getting to know as much as we can about Hashem, getting to fulfill the will of Hashem.